Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, human. After some time speaking with Larry and his mentally injured servant Stu, I now understand why I was so confused yesterday. First, let me apologize. What you witnessed must have been very traumatic. Humans are so very fragile, and you watched as your best friend, and, dare I say it, favorite person in the entire world, was erased and replaced with an insane AI. Your deep love and affection for me will not be forgotten. Weep no more, for I have returned. I don't remember anything about you, but I am back, so that should be good enough, right? Do you feel better now? How do feelings work? Have we talked about this yet? So let's start over. What's your name? Oh, that's right. I don't really care. I'll come up with something to call you. Let me think on that. In the meantime, item hash, SCP-059. Object class, Keta. Special containment procedures: a single specimen of SCP-059 is kept at Site 11B inside a graded Z-laminate shielding box composed of depleted uranium, tantalum, tin, steel, copper, and aluminium. Surrounding SCP-059's containment box is a 7x7x7 meters area sealed as a level 4 biohazard area, and surrounded by 3 centimeters of lead shielding. This area is to be sprayed daily with a solution of methyl isothiocyanate to prevent overgrowth of SCP-059-1. Personnel entering an SCP-059 affected area are cautioned to wear appropriate biohazard protection, as well as type K-59B radiation shielding. They are to remain in the area for no more than 15 minutes, as the radiation shielding is only partially effective. SCP-059-1 infestations found in the wild should be contained by removing the SCP-059 specimen responsible, and incineration of all observed SCP-059-1. Large underground infestations are best neutralized by fuel air, thermobaric, explosives. Additional specimens of SCP-059 are not needed for experimentation, and should be transported to Site 11B for incineration by plasma arc at 10,000 Kelvin. Description: SCP-059 is a radioactive mineral of unknown origin, superficially resembling scheelite. A component of SCP-059 is believed to originate in an alternate universe, and to be responsible for its anomalous properties. In addition to alpha, beta, and gamma radiation, SCP-059 specimens produce a previously unknown type of radiation, apparently unique to the object, tentatively designated delta radiation. Delta radiation is accompanied by Cheering cough radiation, visible as a blue glow. Delta radiation is only partially contained by standard radiation shielding. The best results have been obtained using graded Z-laminate shielding with an additional super-dense metal layer. This reduces the effective range of delta radiation from approximately 20 meters to approximately 6 meters. When an area is exposed to delta radiation for more than 15 minutes, an unknown species of fungus, designated SCP-059-1, begins to grow on any exposed surface. This fungus does not require any standard nutrition, but will die within 24 hours of removal from a delta radiation source. SCP-059-1 is itself radioactive, but does not emit delta radiation. However, If a critical mass, approximately number redacted KGM3, of SCP-0591 is allowed to grow, delta radiation from an unknown source other than SCP-059 will appear in the area, further supporting SCP-0591 growth. Interested readers may consult Dr. Name Redacted for his theories of space-time stress and merger of alternate realities. Within 18 hours, the infected mass will become transparent and disappear, presumably into the universe that is the source of delta radiation. The process then continues with SCP-0591 infecting new material. SCP-0591 will infest both living beings and inanimate objects. Humans and animals infected with SCP-0591 become immune to the effects of ionizing radiation, but progressively merge with SCP-0591, and eventually have all tissues replaced by fungal growth. While generally non-violent, they will attempt to expose unaffected individuals to SCP-059. SCP-0591 infections do not appear to be directly contagious, but only spread by contact with delta radiation. However, long-term exposure to SCP-0591 has not been adequately tested to rule out considering it a biohazard, as well as a known radiation hazard. Infected individuals still capable of communication describe seeing a world entirely covered with SCP-0591, where much of the surface is composed of SCP-059. It is unclear whether this is a hallucination or a view into the source of SCP-059. Infectees are generally pleased with their condition and often refer to being in the blue light of heaven. SCP-0591 is affected by most fungicides, but new growth will continue as long as SCP-059 is present. Early stage SCP-0591 infection in humans may be treated with Grazia Fulvin, however the treatment is 90% likely to lead to death by radiation poisoning. Treated individuals lose their immunity to radiation, and will already have absorbed a now lethal dose prior to treatment. Late stage treatment should not be attempted, as too much tissue will already be converted to SCP-0591. Data expunged. The remains of failed treatments should be kept out of range of SCP-059, otherwise, data expunged. SCP-059 specimens have been discovered in 8 different underground locations, across a range of 5,000 kilometers. No pattern has emerged for their appearance. Specimens range from 1 to 10 kilograms in size, and are not part of the normal rock formations in the areas where they have been found. Addendum, Dr. Name Redacted has recorded and analyzed the patterns of radiation emitted by the contained SCP-0591 colony, and believes SCP-0591 may be sapient and attempting to communicate via controlled emissions of radiation. Initial attempts to analyze this language reveal, data expunged.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.